Today I'm going to talk about a problem that many of you may have seen if you've ever gone into a Ministry of Health and asked to see their strategic plan on any topic, let alone HRH. Usually it involves someone, whoever you're talking to, calling in some help, and they start looking through the corners, digging through piles of papers, and eventually maybe they'll find an old strategic plan, but pretty often they don't even find it. It's disappeared at some point in time. And considering how strategic plans are a really useful tool and very essential to governance, particularly within the health workforce, these issues of low numbers of surgeons, low numbers of healthcare workers, we really need plans for how we're going to address this, and they need to be step-by-step plans that are very practical to move forward. But usually these plans just sit there, collect dust, you never see them again. So this problem of low implementation means that the same problems, losing your healthcare workers to Western countries, having problems with actually recruiting and training enough people, just persist and worsen each year rather than actually getting better. Some aspects of the MDGs have driven forward more planning and movement towards changing these issues, but strategic planning is really an essential tool for actually fixing some of these issues. A project that I worked on with Apt Associates under USAID was the Health Systems 2020 project. And one of the things we did under that project was assess 21 different countries' health systems. And a component of that was looking at their human resources for health strategic planning. So we found that actually strategic planning is starting to take place for HRH. We found 10 countries had strategic plans, but major elements of every single one of them were really unimplemented. And further, when you read through the plans, you find that they're actually very ambitious. They plan to fix everything that's wrong in the country in the next 5 years. And they're also pretty vague. So they'll say, let's retain health workers and stop there. So people really have no idea how to even get started with implementing these plans. So what we would argue is that plans, in order to get them to be implemented, you really need to prioritize them and you need to cost them. Take the big ideas, figure out the practical aspects of how it's going to happen and how much is it going to cost. And at Apt, we've come up with a four-step process, which if you've ever worked in a company or done any sort of planning, it's not a very, it's a pretty fundamental process. You need to do this anytime you have a plan, but it's often being neglected. I think sometimes because countries have consultants come in and write their plans, and then they leave without helping go through the rest of this process. So it's a four-step process. First, you need to go through and prioritize the strategies. You want to fix everything, but reality is you can't. What are you going to focus on first? Second, develop a realistic implementation plan. How are we going to do this? What steps are we going to take? Where do we start tomorrow to move forward in these 5 years? Then you need to cost the plan. Figure out how much it costs. What are some of the different scenarios we could do to figure out how to make it cost a little less so it's more realistic? And then finally, go through a formal process of mobilizing resources, finding where you're going to get the money to pay for this plan. So we've done this in a few countries, but I'd like to use Lesotho as an example. If you just take a quick look at this map, you'll see two fundamental problems for health workers. Any guesses on what one problem might be? Mountains, yes, the geography. Lesotho is completely full of mountains. They have lots of health facilities that you actually have to take helicopters into. Convincing health workers to stay in a place like that is very difficult. Second, Lesotho is surrounded entirely by South Africa. So anyone who doesn't want to take a helicopter out to their health facility, they can just go down the hill, get a car, go across the border, and South Africa is very happy to hire them and pay better wages. So Lesotho has some very serious HRH issues that they need to address. So we'll use them as an example as we go through this process. So step one, prioritize. Anyone who's tried to prioritize knows that this is a very hard step, particularly when you go into a country and you have many different stakeholders with many different ideas. So the process that we've used to go through this prioritization is first really reviewing the strategic documents that have been developed in the country. Usually there's a a lot of them, piles of them, and they all start to point towards some of the real priorities that the country is facing. Even if they still try to address all of them, you'll start seeing one or two that keep getting repeated. Second, you need to sit down with stakeholders and set a prioritization criteria. If everybody's working off different criteria, it's very hard to get to the country's priorities. But what are they really thinking about? Do they want to think about what they can implement in the next 2 years? Do they want to think about what they could implement to reduce the loss of health workers to Western countries? What criteria will we use as we prioritize? Then you need to convene the stakeholders to actually obtain their priorities. And we found that this works best with bringing different stakeholder groups in separately. So you can really hear maybe from the universities first, what do they feel is a priority? From the Ministry of Health, what is their priority from their perspective? And you use this prioritization criteria to really get the numbers behind how are people ranking one against the other. And then finally, when you've combined all of those different sets of priorities, it's important to bring everyone back together to look at what the end results were and just give it a quick test. Is this actually really what we mean, or do we need to go back and look at this again? So in Lesotho, they had three strategic plans that had been developed in the past 4 years for HRH. So they had a general HRH strategic plan. Then a couple years later, they decided they needed a retention plan. And then just last year, they decided that they needed a nursing retention plan, which tells you how badly the implementation was going on all of these. Rural health really came out in all of their documents as their country priority. They wanted to make sure people were getting services even in the highest mountains. So what we did was we set the prioritization criteria around retaining rural health workers and even getting more to go out to their facilities, and use those criteria to decide what is really going to make a difference here. Where should we put our money first and foremost? Then the second step is looking at implementation planning. And this is really where the rubber hits the road. It involves a lot of time spent in rooms with people thinking through, really, how are we going to do this? Who's going to be responsible for getting this done within the country? Someone needs to take a lead on this. What is a realistic timeline? We're planning for between 2 and 5 years. How can we get this done within that time frame? What stakeholders do we need to involve? If we don't think about this early, it's easy to have stakeholders come in later and complain that you didn't really involve them, and they can often kind of throw everything out that you've been trying to do. And then the last one that really gets forgotten quite often is, what outcome measures are we going to use to actually measure this, and how are we going to measure it? It needs to be a very sustainable process that allows you to actually get those measures in place. And then finally, you need to develop alternate scenarios. Often when you're in the room with everyone, there's one way of getting this done, and everyone thinks about only that one way. But usually it's also kind of the Rolls-Royce model of implementation. So what if we find out we can't afford that? What is the Ford that we can afford? So coming up with different ideas of how we're going to get to this objective. In Lesotho, it really came down to lots of just little details. So are we going to buy heaters for people? Will we pay for the gas for the heaters every single month, or should we just do a stipend for them? People wanted to go shopping if they were in rural facilities. So how do we get people out maybe once a week or once a month to go shopping? Do we rent taxis? Do we send a car? Just these little tiny details that really need to be thought through to be able to implement. And then also we realized that we really had to think about a logical implementation timeline. So people wanted to train more health workers, but if we don't have housing for the health workers to go to when they graduate, we're probably going to lose them very quickly to South Africa. So what order should we do these that make sense? Step three is costing. And ideally, if you've really thought through how you're going to implement the process, it's a little bit easier to do the costing because you have the details already there. But it still involves a lot of data sources, documents. You have to talk to many individuals, go to many departments, many ministries are involved. It's a very detailed process of visiting people and trying to find where the data is on how much these things cost or we can expect them to cost. Developing the unit quantities should have happened in the implementation planning phase, but if you haven't, you need to really define those quantities. And then apt uses a tool. We tried to do a very flexible, not go the full tool, but do a flexible Excel spreadsheet. Really, you're multiplying numbers by numbers. It's not a very complex thing, but we wanted people to be able to change it as they went over time. As implementation starts to change, it shouldn't stay a static result of it's going to cost $10 million. You should be able to change your inputs and determine as you're implementing. And then, unfortunately, usually when you finish costing, you have to go through another reprioritization process, because that's when people see how much it's actually going to cost, and you can actually get people to start being more serious about prioritization. This definitely happened in Lesotho. We collected data from the Ministry of Finance, the Ministry of Health, and stakeholders, and we found that it was going to cost over $18 million per year to implement this. And they definitely did not have $18 million to spend on it. So we had to spend a lot of time going through further prioritization and looking at other scenarios that we hadn't really come up with yet. So we ended up going through this cycle twice because we had failed to prioritize properly in the beginning. The final step is doing the resource mobilization. Once you've got the cost data, you need to go out and find how are we going to actually finance this. And you can start out with first going to the Ministry of Health and Ministry of Finance and looking for the fiscal space that they might have there to pay for it. How are they using the money? Can you find ways to fund this, maybe realign priorities of where your money's going? But usually you also have to go and make the case to donors and other sources, because the governments often just can't come up with enough money for it. But the good news is that donors are usually pretty shocked when you come to them with a really well thought through plan, very well costed. It's a lot easier to make the case for getting funding when it's not just a very broad strategic plan. And then finally, you can also consider additional revenue generation ideas. Some countries have done taxes to help pay for priorities. Those are obviously harder and longer to get passed, but they can be a good source. In Lesotho, we got very lucky. We took the plan, the costed out, very well thought through plan to Global Fund, and they devoted an entire round of funding to it. So Lesotho got $8 million right away to start implementation, and they've actually started all of the activities they've been able to start that they had prioritized this year. So this just happened this last year. It's going to we're going to be following it to see what happens over the next couple of years, but we've already started doing this process in several other countries because they've just realized we need to move forward with how to actually implement these plans. So in summary, this is an extensive process. It takes a lot of effort to do it, but it's very valuable in that you actually will land up with results in the end. So When you've gone through this process, your plans will be tailored to your priorities, they'll be realistic, very important, and you will be able to align your resources, both your money and time, people's focus, to actually meeting the goals. So in the end, you'd land up with a larger percentage of your plan actually implemented, and then hopefully a greater impact on your health workforce, retaining new surgeons, retaining all of your health workers to meet your goals. Thank you very much.